The Electoral Commission of Zambia have not called the stakeholders, in this case the opposition, the civil society, and the church, to actually explain why they are conducting online voter registration. We have nothing against the undertaking, but we feel the process is suspicious. So this is why, as opposition political party, we feel that the elections may be rigged in 2021, and this could just be a step into what I may call the beginning of rigging the 2021 elections.
The Electoral Commission is the only constitutionally mandated institution in Zambia in charge of organizing or administering elections. So whatever it will do to organize is what the Constitution grants it the power to do. If because of COVID, for which they are conducting this process as part of organizing the elections, why are you suspicious of it?
We are suspicious because COVID is now being used in Zambia to deter the opposition from organizing itself and meeting its members. The ruling Patriotic Front here in Zambia are having meeting almost on a daily basis. The Electoral Commission of Zambia cannot use an excuse of COVID-19 because it's business as usual in Zambia. People are meeting, and for as long as you are wearing a face mask, you can have it your way. And what we are suspicious of as opposition is the fact that the Electoral Commission of Zambia also wants to do away with the old register. And their intention is to capture about 9 million people, which we are saying it's practically impossible. 9 million people cannot be captured in a space of 30 days.
Are you therefore saying the Electoral Commission does not have the ability to compile a new voter register within 30 days if it's able to educate Zambians about the need to register to vote? Why are you doubtful about this? It is possible, isn't it?
They have the ability, but the method that they are using and the period they've given themselves to capture the 9 million people is also suspicious. We feel that they want to reduce the number of people who will go to vote and play around the figures, since the figure will be so small, in order to rig the election on behalf of the Patriotic Front. The issue is that under the current leadership of Mr. Esau Chulu, Patrick Nshindano, and Madam Emily Sikazwa is being talked about by the people of Zambia. We do not trust their trio, and we feel that if these things are left unchecked, they will put this country on fire. Because elections are very sensitive in our country. I don't know about where you are, but in our country, they are very sensitive because this is the only time people are given an opportunity to elect new leaders who can bring hope for Zambia.